And good evening. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Will Johnson. Riding with me, Shotgun, keeping everything in order, keeping all the stuff in under control. Shannon, the producer. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Please do me a favor. Like, follow, subscribe, and share this audio podcast. Get people to come in and listen to what I have to share with them because, you know, I can't share some of this stuff that I talk about on the socialist media platforms. That's the reason why I go to different outlets to talk about different things that I can talk about, you know, that thing, you know, this little thing called freedom of speech. And I refuse to believe that it's just the tech companies any longer, especially with all the information coming out. So please join us today in our discussion. So Shannon, there's so much in the news, right? Every weekend comes, and then I think, you know, I'm sitting there thinking to myself that, you know what, this is going to be a slow week. It was going to start off Monday morning. Okay, the tyrannical leftists, these communists, they've all calmed down a little bit, right? They're not trying to bring any more drama, any more headaches, any more chaos to the country, to the world, are they? But no, every single time, every single Monday, you have these tyrannical people on the left doing something else, working at something else to destroy our very fabric of our nation.
Yeah, isn't it crazy? And you know what? The new Twitter drop, I'm going to call it
the Twitter job,
right, has really revealed how our government has colluded with social media in order to censor Americans. Now, to me, this is explosive, right? But yet we have the same old pattern of the liberal media saying there's nothing to see here. There's nothing going on. There's nothing wrong. And it's so annoying because really and truly, this is something that they should be equally upset about, right? The fact that our American government superseded our First Amendment rights, you know, and went around and took the back door to social media and used them as a proxy to censor Americans.
They fall under that First Amendment too. Freedom exactly. of the press.
Yes.
Right? So it's really something to me is that they're not putting two and two together. They're not taken into facts or into consideration that if they're doing it to everyday average Americans, then when they're done doing it to us, who do you think they're going to do it to next? They're doing it to them. And actually, they've kind of started doing it. But see, they were okay when they did it to the Washington Post, for example, breaking the Hunter Biden laptop story. They were okay doing it to them. And these liberal media outlets, they were like, yes, get rid of them, get rid of them. So then that way we can push our narrative and get everyone to believe it.
You know, the sad thing to me is when we look at this, I look at the bigger picture, how the Democrat Party has used the FBI and the Justice Department to basically wage a war against the Republican Party. We're talking about the fake dossier. We're talking about the fake Russia collusion. We're talking about all these things. And now we have this laptop from Hunter Biden, which let's be honest, the problem here is not Hunter Biden's laptop. It's what's on the laptop that reveals that our government could maybe compromised with the relationship that Biden has with other world leaders. So there's this, that's really what it's about. I mean, it's really about corruption. It's really about our FBI hiding the corruption of the Democrat Party and what they do. And it is absolutely maddening to me.
Imagine if you feel this way, imagine everybody else feeling the same way. You know, well, majority of the people who still have two brain cells that are functioning, they're upset about this and rightfully so. We all are upset because this is the FBI where many of us thought like, well, you know, the FBI, they're the number one law organization in the country, in the world, right? And they're doing this fraudulent stuff. They're literally
colluding with government power.
With the tyrannical Democrat Party.
It's crazy. And to me, this is explosive. This should be just everybody's so upset and mad that this is what they are doing. But And it's not, you know, once again, it's really about what the FBI and the Department of Justice and even Homeland Security have done to hide the truth from the American people.
Yep.
To literally use their power to not get us information so it sways or basically wins the election for the Democrat Party, right? Because they hid this laptop.
That was the agenda. That was the whole agenda behind all
right.
of it.
Right. I mean, it's just it's like unraveling. And I'm sitting here going, and Will, you and I talk about all the time. You know, how do people not see the truth? Even just the fact that you say what is happening, I would think it would prompt me to go look and research it for myself. But they listen to this the liberal media now, spinning this as, oh, the laptop was just about pictures, no big deal. Oh, Hunter Biden, you know, he had a drug problem. Oh, Hunter Biden. Like they go, there's nothing here. Yeah. That's what they keep saying.
Yeah, there's actually nothing there. And you know what? A lot of people I've noticed, especially these leftists that are on Twitter, when the Twitter drop started coming out and showing the information about directly where the Biden crime campaign was actually directly connected to Twitter and telling Twitter to suppress certain information. They've actually dropped it, showing that, you know, the Biden regime, the Biden crime family campaign was sending messages to Twitter, getting them to censor the American people. And people and these leftist tyrants on Twitter, you know what they're saying? They're saying that this is a nothing burger. There's nothing there. They're saying that Biden campaign is not the government. And then they're saying this, and I reply to them. I say, well, true, Biden's campaign is not the government. But will you at least acknowledge that the FBI, which is part of the federal government, was working hand in hand with the Biden regime to censor the American people's free speech?
To help becoming who they wanted to be president.
Exactly. So, and my thing is like, will you acknowledge that? You know what they do?
What's that?
They block me.
Of course.
I mean, really? You block me?
Of course
me?
They do.
I mean, so think about it. There's the truth again. There's the truth. The FBI colluded with Twitter, and Twitter colluded with the federal government to block you and I. You know what? It's not even just Twitter. You know, Twitter is like the main one in the spotlight right now because Elon Musk is doing these Twitter drops, right? That's why they're talking about it. But it's not just with Twitter. It's with Facebook. It's with Google. Social media giants.
Right. I mean, literally when they had their meetings, Twitter was just one of them. That was
Twitter,
there.
Yes.
It literally was with the giants. It was with Facebook. It was with Twitter. It was with
Google.
I mean, it was all of them all together.
Yes. All of them together.
Right. So
working hand in hand to prevent American people from speaking.
One fraction.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
One fraction.
We don't even know. You know what? I don't think we possibly will ever know how deep this goes. Right. Mm-hmm. And it frustrates me to no end because I know me personally, I've been directly affected by them censoring people. And I'm willing to bet everybody, if not everybody, majority of everybody that's listening in right now, and even if you're listening on to the recording later on, that you've been affected by this as well. There needs to be investigations into the federal government, into the tech companies, and this should end the crush and the being prevented from saying what you want to say. Now, look, let me be clear about something. If anybody goes out there and say, hey, y'all need to attack XYZ, if anyone does that, then it's a problem. Now, I'm trying to be careful about my words because, you know, they'll take my audio and they'll splice it up and try to say I say a certain thing. I never advocate for violence. Even if they take the audio and chop it up and try to make it sound that way, never. Never. It's not an excuse for it unless you're a pedophile. But so the thing is that they've done all of this damage by not allowing me to speak, you to speak, everybody to speak. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And I can't stand it because they actually hurt America by doing what they've done. Yeah. And this should cripple to where we can all, you said enough is enough. The social media platforms, that is the new virtual public square. And you will not tell people what they can and cannot say. If someone says something that's, you know, actually calling for harm to somebody, then open up an investigation. That's how you handle that. That's how you handle that. So.
You don't want to play that?
No.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean, everybody should be calling their representatives and really, you know, talk it to your family, share this story. We need to keep our foot on the pedal. The gas pedal.
I think that's kind of what Elon Musk is doing too, by not releasing all the documents at the same time. I think he's going to gradually release them.
I think
and
that's
more
smart.
Damaging stuff is going to come out. Mm-hmm. It's like an Eric Snowden that's been, you know, that's legal and was handed all this information, and he's filthy rich and he's sharing it with the rest of us.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Let's hope that more comes of it.
Okay, listen, before we move on, I just want to tell everyone, if you want to give me a call, I just opened up the phone system. I do apologize for that. The phone number is 319-527-3453. That's if you want to holler at me. 319-527-3453.
Okay, and you know what? Somebody put in the chat. Of course, there's not a link to this, but apparently they did a poll, and the person, whoever you are in the chat, said 17% of the Americans said if they knew about the Hunter laptop, they wouldn't have voted for Biden. I think that, you know, it's not just about the laptop, it's about what it reveals. And I think the fact that it would have revealed some business dealings, the validity
China. Of
the business dealings and China. That he might be a compromised president when he got China. There, I think it would have changed the outcome of the election.
I think it would have.
Well, 17 people's minds, at least.
17% is a lot, and that's just only the people that they polled.
Of course.
You know? So if they would have said, man, he's compromised.
But Will, you and I know there's some hardcore deniers.
Oh my goodness.
That even with all this information.
You're talking about truth deniers.
Right.
We're talking about truth deniers.
Yeah, even with this information, they still will insist that you can trust our government. Right after this dossier, after the fake false information collusion, which once again, the laptop was, they also said was Russia collusion.
Sure did.
Right. I mean, all this stuff.
Everything.
People are
after
still
all
saying
that
we can
on,
trust our FBI. That
yeah.
We can trust our Department
well,
of Justice.
Well, let me be clear about something, because
there are good people.
There's good people in the FBI. It's just how they say it, the epsilon.
Yeah.
The seventh floor of the FBI, the total corrupt, just like the U.S. military is completely corrupt. They've gone woke. And it irked me to no end, because people kept saying, because of what happened in the 2020, you know, these people kept saying, wait for the plan, trust the plan.
Yeah, right.
The military is going to step in. And I'm like, okay. And you notice that movement kind of fizzled away because everyone got hoodwinked. I never bought into it. So, hey, Shannon, we do have a phone call.
Okay.
Let's take this phone call before we go on to our next story here. Looked like a new caller. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is not a new caller. This is Judith from Alabama. This happens to be my senior phone.
Oh, okay.
yeah, my other phone's low on charge. So keep this number too, because I might call in again on this number.
Make sure you note that it's her senior phone.
Yeah, okay. Only a few people have this number, so this is a privileged number.
Oh, I'm so honored.
I want to vent. I have a frustration. You know, you share your frustrations with us. But this is constructive, okay? But this is my frustration, because I listen to a lot of people that I love dearly. And this is what gets to me, is this laptop, whether the people knew about it or not. I mean, people say that they hid it so it wouldn't affect the election. But it wouldn't have affected the election anyway because they stole the election.
I agree.
I don't believe they were hiding it from the people and sitting back being in the audience. I get very frustrated because I don't think there's a direct exposure and a consistency in the exposure and the depth of the exposure against what the Democrats are doing. Now, there is some exposure, but it's almost like double-mindedness. You know, well, the laptop, if they'd have known before, would have affected. No, it wouldn't have, because it doesn't matter what would have happened. They were going to steal the election.
Well, let me ask you this, Judith. Do you not think, though, I mean, to me, the main point of all this is just to show that our government is corrupt and they work and protect the Biden. That I don't think that it is alone saying, oh, we would have won the election. I think it's just another step in us saying, listen, there's a problem here. It needs to be exposed and we need to fix it, because they wouldn't want the Republicans to arm the Justice Department and have them in on their side, right? And not being equal and fair to everybody. I think that's what it's mostly about.
And yes, I agree with you completely. And this, we've known about this for like over 2.5 years. And you said it very well, Shannon, that they did the American people an injustice by withholding this information. It's because we've known since before the election.
That's true.
Know, I think that's important that people... that it's out there, because our words paint pictures in people's minds. People need to have the picture. We knew about this before, you know, before the election. We knew about this.
Well, let me say this.
That's how
You're right. We knew about the Hunter Biden laptop because we all saw when Twitter removed the Washington Post from the platform because they broke the story about the Hunter Biden laptop.
It was the New York Post.
I thought it was the Washington Post. I was quite sure it was the Washington, or maybe, okay. So they, when they broke the Hunter Biden story, that what happened was is that the FBI went in and suppressed it because, and I think, and I agree with you. It doesn't matter how much they would have let, allow people to know during the 2020 election, because that they were going to cheat. I think the main reason why they wanted to suppress the story even more is because if more people would have voted for Trump, which they would have, then they would have had a really hard time trying to explain how is Biden getting all of these numbers with all of this information where he's corrupt with China, he's corrupt with Ukraine, he's corrupt with all these fraudulent dealings that he's been doing, and more people would have came out and voted for Trump. And now these same people that wish they would have voted for Trump are kicking themselves saying, I should have voted for Trump. But you're right. They did cheat. Yeah. They did cheat.
And it was the Washington Post. Yeah. I apologize.
Because if that was the case, you know what they would have done? Just like they changed the numbers on Google. Because I looked it up just before the election, and Google said there was 160 million registered voters. Now, you take what Trump got and subtract, then, I mean, Biden got a lot of votes, no question. He got 60 million votes. But Trump had 80 million votes.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever the difference is. And... you know, Biden didn't come close. Not in the natural.
60 million people is still a lot of awful dumb people. But anyway,
had they voted for Trump, all they would have done was, okay, let me ask you this. Do you believe they're a syndicate?
Yes.
Do you believe that they're a syndicate, an organized crime ring?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, along with the deep state.
And that's the one thing, once again, I think that this is exposing.
That's exactly what it is.
Exposing that.
And they're all tied in together, every last one of them.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
So.
Okay, so instead of, but I never hear anybody call it a syndicate. I haven't heard anybody call them a syndicate and an organized crime ring.
Well, I think
because that's what
That's exactly what it is. But I think what it comes down to it, when you just refer to the deep state, when you hear people talking about the deep state,
that's what they're talking
that's
about.
Exactly what they're referring to.
It's just they've given it a name, really. But here's the thing, too. We need to actually prove it in a judiciary type situation, right? Or else it's just we think, we say, we thought, you know what I mean? Even with all this coming out, it still needs to be presented to the American people. And I hope that Comer and what's his name? Jim Jordan will do that.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they'll pull it all out.
But anyways, so, thanks for the call, we'll Judith. See. As always, we love and appreciate what you have to say.
Thank you so much, Judith.
Well, I love y'all, and I'll go down with you guys or stay up with you guys. Either way, I'll fight for you guys. Well, there's no question about it. I love you. Stay intense and keep bringing us the truth news.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
All right, y'all.
Okay, take care.
Okay. God bless. Bye bye.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I mean, you know, I
think
sometimes
very intense. We just talk about it.
We're passionate, right? Okay, we're passionate about it. I think I'm pretty sure that's what I mean. We can be intense too, right? We can be intense. So
the news is intense, quite honestly.
The news is intense. Absolutely.
I mean, sometimes we read this and we're like, okay, so how do you present it in a soft? Well, here's my thing.
You
I
can't.
Want
the truth.
Have a sense
the
of
truth
urgency.
Is not soft. Right. Truth is the hardcore truth. The truth is the truth. So, okay. So before we move on. Mm-hmm. If you want to give us a call, the number is 319-527-3453. I'll say it one more time, 319-527-3453. If you want to give us a call and chime in, this is how we take the phone calls.
Yeah, okay. So listen to this, Will. We want to move on to Ukraine because this happened this morning, right? It says explosions rock two Russian air bases far from the Ukraine front line. Explosions have rocked two Russian air bases far from the front lines of Kyiv, appear to have been launched a preemptive strike on bombers that the Kremlin has used to try to cripple the Ukrainian electrical grid, which we know that they've been doing that. The Russian Defense Ministry actually confirmed the attacks this morning, claiming two of its warplanes have been damaged when it intercepted two Ukrainian drones. For Kyiv, the strike represented an unprecedented operation deep inside Russia to disrupt the Kremlin strategy of provoking a humanitarian catastrophe in Ukraine on the verge of winter. Russian media reports and video posted on social media indicated that an explosion occurred early Monday morning at the Eagles 2 Air Base in Russia, which hosts two TU-95 bombers that have taken part in cruise missile strikes against Ukraine. Now, guess what, Will? In response to that, Russia launched a
full-on assault.
Full-on assault, right? Air and water, sea. Apparently, the story is, and I'm not quite sure, it's kind of vague, but they said that Russia shot off 70-some missiles. Ukrainian are claiming that they knocked down 60 of them with their air defense systems, which means that they are getting better at using the defense system that has really been given to them on the part of generous
because they didn't pay
like
for
America,
it. They didn't
Europe.
Pay for it.
No, they sure haven't. Right.
Zelensky's been demanding, you know, more equipment and more money.
Again,
he's demanding.
Was it Friday, he just demanded
$1 trillion. Another $1 trillion. He's not asking for it. He's demanding.
No, he's saying you need to give me.
Yeah, and you know what? And I guess Zelensky maybe just this is just me on the outside looking in. Maybe Zelensky has something on the Biden crime family. That's the reason why he's constantly saying, hey, y'all need to.
Well, he's not just doing it to us. I mean, Canada has also been a huge supporter.
Well, they got the criminal Trudeau there. You know, Trudeau, he's a hardened criminal. So they have him. So, you know, that's the reason why they're doing it. So, hey, we have another caller.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's go to Wendy from Georgia. Oh, we got Georgia in
Georgia
the house.
Georgia in the
house. Wendy,
we got a big election
tomorrow's
tomorrow.
The day.
That's right. I already voted, but you know what? And I don't want to get into all that, but I don't want Warlock to win.
Well, let me tell you something, Wendy.
I don't even live in Georgia, and I don't want Warlock to win.
Right, Wendy. You know what? The actual news from outside of Georgia is that basically they're almost saying Walker's already lost.
Yeah, but you know, most I don't know what all they're saying, but I don't listen to anything really. I don't listen to the regular news, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
right.
Which is, in fact, one of the reasons I'm calling y'all. I read this article, and they're trying to pass this thing called JCPA, and it contains something where it allowed the Chinese government to influence the flow of information going into the United States through the media. And you'll have to look it up and read about it. It's called the Journalism Competition and Preservation Act.
Huh. Yeah.
It's crazy. And yeah, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if they did that, because with the Democrats have really exposed themselves about how they're against free speech, and China is 100% against free speech. There is no free speech in China. You can't speak out against a tyrannical government there. And the Democrats here would love to adopt that same policy here in the United States of America. They would love to adopt that to prevent all of us from speaking. That's part of the reason why they have a major issue right now with Elon Musk and Twitter, because they're allowing people to say what they want to say. And people are doing it. You can go on Twitter right now and people are actually doing it. And they are angry. They're livid right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I know that there is one. I was actually getting ready to talk about a bill that they're trying to pass. It's similar to one. It's called the Journalism, Competition and Preservation Act. Yeah, that's
it. Yeah, that one. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, you said you're worried about it?
No, I was just letting y'all know, because I read an article, and, you know, we don't need any crap from China influencing the media that's already stupid anyway.
The
problem is China's already influencing the media here.
Well, actually, the act is similar to another thing that just got passed, and I was going to talk about this later on in the show, but it says New Zealand plans to have a law to require Facebook and Google to pay for local news, right? And similar laws have already been passed in, I believe it's Canada and Australia. And it's one way that, you know, social media uses these local news outlets and their news to feed and attract people to their platforms, right? And so, according to what I read, I didn't read anything about China, because our U.S. government is actually passing this, where they want Google and Facebook to pay those local news channels money for the news that they're using to feed to the American people. So social media is benefiting from it, but even though the local news does benefit from it because it gives them more clicks, you and I know that, they're saying that social media is gaining far more.
It is. Social media is crippling.
Right.
The
so that's what I read.
Media.
I didn't read anything about China. If you see that, please let me know. But
you
I
know
didn't
what?
Read that.
I can...
In any of the stories
say,
that I read.
I can send you the article that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I can share it. I can share it to, I guess, Will's Facebook.
I know. I actually send it to our email at contact@uniteamericafirst.com. Unite, not united. contact@uniteamericafirst.com. Send me the article so I can read into it, because I didn't read that. I took two articles off of Reuters. That's where I got my information, but I would love to see what you have, and we can update everybody on that tomorrow.
Unite America.
Unite America First.
Yeah. It's contact@uniteamericafirst.com. You got it?
I'm trying to type it in. Yeah. Anyways, I love y'all.
Well, look, just check it out. If you go to my website,
on the front of his Facebook page.
Yeah, it's on my, it's on the front of my Facebook page. You see my email. My contact email there
on the left-hand side. Yeah.
Yep, on my front, on my Facebook page. If you want to make it easier that way, you can go there and get it. Or
absolutely.
Or go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com, mm-hmm. and you can find an email address there. Just go, click on contact.
Okay, so I'm going to put the subject line, an article regarding China and the media.
Sounds good.
Absolutely. Media. All
sounds
right,
good.
Thank you, ma'am.
Sounds good.
That way they'll recognize it. Anyways, I'm going to keep listening. Y'all keep doing what you do, and I'll just do what I do.
Thank you, Wendy. All right, take
thank
care.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Shannon, you know what? It wouldn't surprise me if the federal government wanted to do something similar to what they're doing in China, or even give China reign over the United States of America. Look what Apple did. I mean, Apple, that's pretty still disturbing to me.
Well, here's my thing. And you know, like I said, if China has a part in it, I'm very interested in that. But listen, if you don't think that China has power over Facebook and Google and all of them now, you're crazy. We already know that they have a huge influence
and the main
social
reason
media
being...
platform. So to me, I would think that it would actually make China's power less by us having to pay local news.
Well, yeah, but that's something different what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how China is controlling Facebook and the reason why are influencing Facebook and YouTube and even Apple, because China is a huge market for these platforms. And these platforms want to remain in China because they don't want China to turn around and say, oh, you we're cutting you off. You got to get out. See, now China, they'll annex Apple, if they don't comply with their communist regime. They'll do the same thing to Google. They'll do the same thing to Facebook. They'll even do the same thing to Twitter. But you know what? But the United States of America won't do it to TikTok when TikTok is actually working for the CCP, gathering data on American citizens.
Yeah, and let me just, this it's called the News Media Alliance. It's a trade group that's actually influencing Congress's decision to pass this bill. It says that they're urging Congress to add a bill to the defense bill. Remember, they're trying to pass that NDAA defense bill right now, urging that local papers, or saying this, local papers cannot afford to endure several more years of big tech's use and abuse, and time to take action is dwindling. If Congress does not act soon, we risk allowing social media to become America's de facto local newspaper.
Yeah, basically. And guess what? And then when you publish something on there, they're going to unpublish it when they're not supposed to because of Section 230, because they find a third party fake fact checker to come in and say the Hunter Biden laptop is
Russia.
Russian propaganda when it's not. And yeah, they'll control even more.
Yeah, let me tell you something. They have such a huge monopoly, Will.
Oh, it is.
I think it's time to take...
I thought monopoly was against the law.
It is, actually. And that's what I'm saying. I think that bills like this, and like I said, I have to do research on what she said, really kind of takes them down a little bit. We need to humble them not let them abuse every single person.
These companies need to be broken up. They need to be broken up.
Just like the FBI and the Department of Justice. They need to be broken up.
They need to be broken up because they've As of right now, these companies are doing extreme amount of damage to the American people. And a lot of people don't see it. Oh, these are just social media companies. They're private businesses. They can do whatever it is that they want. They are the virtual public square. And now that the federal government has got involved in censoring people from talking in the virtual public square, there needs to be change.
Yeah. Well, let's move on, Will. This is interesting. The story I heard about just this past weekend, which I didn't even hear about, a new war that may be erupting. And guess where it may be erupting?
Where?
Around the area where the Euphrates River is.
Yes. And right? For those of you that know, in the Bible, it talks about a war that will come out of the Euphrates River that is designated to kill about one third of mankind.
Right. Now, these two countries, of course, do not make up one third of mankind, but the people that they align themselves could possibly add up to that.
So, because you're talking about India could get involved. You're talking about China can get involved.
We're talking about Russia could get involved. Iran. Russia,
but it's India and China alone, to my understanding, they have about, you know, they have almost a million. They have 100 million soldiers alone, right? So we're talking about many, many soldiers.
And let me tell you something, guys. I actually just started doing something, and I want all of you that are listening that are actually interested in seeing these news stories that we talk about on our podcast and in our broadcast. If you will subscribe to uniteamericafirst.com/newsletter, every day we will put these top stories in our newsletter for you to have, so then you can share them and inform the people that you love. Once again, you go to Unite, not United, go to uniteamericafirst.com/newsletter and sign up for our newsletter. Listen to this, Will. The war that we're talking about is between Turkey and Syria.
Yep.
Listen to this. The Western Journal reports, Biden administration finds itself in tangled web trying to stop NATO member from launching strikes on allies. Biden officials are toughening their language toward NATO ally Turkey as they try to talk Turkish president out of launching a bloody and destabilizing ground offense against American allied Kurdish forces in neighboring Syria. Since November 20th, after six people died in Istanbul bombing, a week before Turkey blamed without evidence on the U.S. and its Kurdish allies in Syria. I didn't even know they called us out. Turkey has launched cross-border airstrikes, rockets, and shells into U.S. and Kurdish patrolled areas of Syria. Did you know that, Will?
Did not.
Leaving Kurdish funeral bearing scores of dead. Some criticized the initial muted U.S. response to the near daily Kurdish bombardment, a broad call for de-escalation as a U.S. green light for more. They're saying us being quiet is actually giving them the green light to keep going. With the president not backing down on his threat to escalate, the U.S. began speaking more forcefully. So, Will, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called on Turkish counterpart on Wednesday to express strong opposition to Turkey launching a new military operation in Syria. And National Security spokesman John Kirby on Friday made one of the administration's more specific mentions of the impact of Kurdish strikes on Kurdish militia known as the Syrian Democrat Forces that work with the United States against Islamic State militants bottled up in North Syria. So we have Syria as an ally to battle Islamic State extremists, militants.
Right.
Right? Now, it just keeps unraveling, right? Now, so far, nothing's happened. Turkey has not, other than the airstrikes, they haven't done an actual ground.
It's not a full-on assault. Right.
Right. And people are asking, why is Turkey hesitating? Right? Because they're sitting here threatening that they're going to do it. It says, despite signaling that it wants to begin a ground operation in Syria back in June, Turkey has faced resistance from several international powers involved in Syria, including Iran, Russia, and the United States. Turkey has often avoided carrying out military operations in Syria without the acceptance of at least one of those parties. Russia's position is particularly important considering its strong presence in Syria and the Turkish desire to avoid a confrontation with Russia, which backs the Syrian government. So basically, Iran, Russia and are backing Syria. So I'm assuming that they're saying, hey, listen, you mess with Syria, you're messing with all of us.
Yeah, because you made a statement earlier that we're allies with Syria, but I thought we were allies with Turkey. So
no, we're allies with Syria.
So why would they say if you mess with Syria? Because you just said that.
Yeah, because
if Russia messed with Syria.
Because Russia Iran.
If they mess with Syria, then the United States of America is going to get involved, is what you're saying. They're telling Russia not to mess with Syria.
No. We're telling Turkey don't mess with Syria.
And Russia. Well, and Iran.
Right. All three of us are telling them don't mess with them.
Okay, so all three of us.
All three of us.
All three of us. Even though we're at war with Russia. We're telling Russia and the United States of America come in agreement to say don't attack Syria.
Exactly.
Well, it's just like
because we have an interest.
Right. It's almost like World War II with all these proxy wars, all these wars happening, wars and rumors of wars happening all over the planet, right? Difference now, when I say wars and rumors of wars, the difference now is that we have a whole bunch of other stuff that's biblical, that's coinciding with all this.
I think America is confused. I think we say all these people are allies and we want to protect everybody.
Joe Biden's confused.
Right. But then we also want to protect, in a sense, we still are protecting Iran, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're still giving them money.
Yes.
We're still supporting them a great deal.
Yes.
Even though we're against them.
And they're constantly saying death to America, but that's what the Democrats like to hear.
Yeah. I mean, in this article on Algeria, it says the U.S. has been the main backer of the CDF and partnered with it to defeat the ISIS group. So we've had relationships with Syria to help us fight against ISIS.
Right.
Right. But we have had relationships with Turkey as well. But, because isn't Turkey in NATO? Isn't Turkey in NATO ally?
I don't.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, actually it is.
Yeah. So we also have them in NATO. Right. So,
how does that work? Confusing. So how does that work? So if Turkey decides to attack Syria, when you have the United States of America, Russia, and Iran saying, hey, you don't want to do this because if they do, and then will America attack Turkey? Will Russia attack Turkey? Will Iran attack Turkey? Because that's a NATO country. So if the United States is attacking another NATO country, what does that mean?
And literally, we have forces in Syria on the border of Turkey.
Yes. Yes.
See, I'm confused.
And they were doing war games there as well. They were doing war games. Yeah, it can be really confusing, right? It can be.
I am. And you know what?
And you know what the main reason why it's confusing? Because we're on the other side of the planet. We got all this other crap that we're dealing with. And this is happening. And the only reason why we're talking about this, because of the biblical connection. That's the only reason why we're talking about it.
Literally, I don't even think that it would have caught my attention, really. But yeah, it's like, and even when I told you, I'm like, what exactly is happening over there? Like, apparently they're enemies. Apparently Turkey has said that Syria are terrorists. They've literally passed a thing saying that they're terrorists.
So the question is what are they waiting on?
Exactly.
What are they waiting on?
So what are they waiting on? Basically, I guess there's the bigger picture. What will happen if we start a war here?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because there are so many other counterparts.
I look at all of this because I should look it up here. Where it talks about a war that's going to start, that's going to kill one third of mankind, according to the Bible, and it comes out of the Euphrates River. It starts in the Euphrates River. And this is Syria, Turkey, that's right along. The Syria River runs right through there. And, if a war does break out there, people are going to be glued to their seat, on the edge of their seat. That's, I'm telling you, the reason why we're looking at this is because everything is like falling into place, mm-hmm. according to scripture.
Yeah, and
all of it's falling into place.
Apparently, right now, in this letter by Al Jazeera, it says negotiations between Russia and Turkey are now ongoing over the planned operation. Turkish forces told Al Jazeera that Russia is working to meet Turkey's demands in northern Syria so to avoid a Turkish ground operation against the People's Protection Units. The sources added that Turkey had given an unspecified deadline for demand to respond, or guess what? They're starting their ground invasion.
Give us what we want.
It says the sources added that Turkey has also said the Syrian government forces must replace the CDF in those areas. The CDF, by the way, is the Syrian Democrat Forces, is what it is. And they've called on Russia and the U.S. to do more to stop Turkey from conducting an operation. Now, the U.S., it says the U.S. is the main backer of the Syrian Democrat Forces. How do you negotiate that relationship, I guess? You have a relationship with Turkey because you're NATO. You say you're against one, you're against all. And then you have Syria, who is not part of NATO, but yet you have a diplomatic or, we have a common enemy, which is ISIS, right? Us in Syria,
yeah.
Which they've helped us fight them. So how do you negotiate those things, I guess?
That's a really good question.
Okay.
That's a really good question. I don't know, but, I'm just going
to... I want you to have the answer, Will.
I'll be the first one to say I don't have all the answers.
Okay.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah.
Will doesn't have all the answers.
We'll keep an eye on that story and see exactly what is happening.
But I'm pretty sure more will come out in the next few days, especially if they do a ground assault and they go full-on war over there. It's going to be all over the news.
Yeah.
It will.
Well, I hope so. Right? I hope so. Listen to this. So...
You're gonna say Amazon?
Well, I was gonna talk about Amazon. I was just gonna let people know Amazon's actually planning on laying off 20,000 people now instead of 10,000.
20,000 instead of 10,000.
Right, which is really, I don't know, because we've had such a strong job market. Supposedly, I'm wondering what's happening at Amazon, right? For them to lay off such a huge amount of people, but at the same time, maybe, they're hiring, which makes no sense to me.
Maybe more people are going to mystore.com and using promo code UNITES1. Maybe that's what they're doing. They're going to mystore.com using promo code UNITES1. You see how I threw that in there?
Yeah, I did.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But you know what? Since we're talking about Amazon, real quick, if we can. You know, one of the things with Amazon is that, or not Amazon, or Amazon, along with Apple, here recently said that they are going to do advertisement on Twitter. They're going to re-engage their advertisement back on Twitter, right? And they're going to, because Twitter is giving them like an incentive, right?
What's the incentive? A discount?
Yeah, it's probably I didn't see the details on it, but they're talking about they're going to give them incentive more. You know, it's like the biggest one ever for companies running advertisement. But it's just interesting because the left, they go after all of their advertisers, right? They're going after every person who advertised on Twitter and trying to convince them not to advertise on Twitter. So then that way it will crush Twitter because they're allowing free speech. Listen to this report.
Amazon.com and Apple plan to resume advertising on Twitter. That's according to media.
Yeah, hold on.
That was a good clip, Will.
It was a good clip. It's a good clip. Okay. It gets better.
It said exactly what we said.
It gets better.
Amazon.com and Apple plan to resume advertising on Twitter. That's according to media reports over the weekend. It comes after Twitter last week offered incentives to advertising agencies to raise their spending on the platform. The social network called the offer the biggest advertiser incentive ever on Twitter, according to an email seen by Reuters. On Saturday, a reporter from Platformer News tweeted that Amazon plans to resume advertising at $100 million a year, though that is pending some security tweaks to the company's ad platform. However, a source close to the matter told Reuters that Amazon had never stopped advertising on Twitter. According to Bloomberg, Twitter owner Elon Musk announced Apple had fully resumed promoting on the platform. He also said Apple was the largest advertiser on the site. Advertisers have grown concerned by Twitter after employees who work on content moderation lost their roles following Musk's takeover. There were also incidents of spammers impersonating major public companies. Musk later said the company had seen a massive drop in revenue. Apple and Twitter did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment on the matter.
You know, the main reason why this story kind of just interests me is because, again, as soon as the left finds out that you're a company that allows for free speech, wants actual justice, you know, acknowledges that men and women are different, they go after their advertisement. But you know what I've noticed? When I go on Twitter, you know, because I go on there and look with these leftists, they're just crying left and right, upset about free speech. But I see a lot of advertisement, not just from Amazon or Apple, but I see advertisement for a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, it's almost like, and it's like there's more advertisement than ever before. And I'm like, what are they talking about? Because it's like, it's almost to the point where I can't see anything for all the advertisement. Really? On my Twitter.
That's
dude.
How I feel about Facebook. There's so many advertising so anymore. I'm just like, and half the people say that the stuff on there is not even like real product or whatever. I can't stand it. They just spam Facebook now.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
Because Facebook's just taking the money.
Well, I mean, apparently they're having woes, remember? Their stock like fell.
Yeah, yeah. That's because of the corruption.
Yeah. You know, well, we talked about the NDAA, which is the defense that they're trying to pass, the defense budget, right?
Okay.
And listen to there's a battle right now because the Republicans are saying they had four stipulations, if you recall. They said, we're not even going to pass this defense spending bill unless you look at these four things. And one of them was about the vaccine mandate for military people, right?
Right.
People lost their jobs. They want them reinstated. They want it to no longer be a mandate.
Right.
Right. They pretty much said it was non-negotiable. But listen to the White House response. The White House on Monday maintained its support for keeping the military COVID-19 vaccine mandate in place as House and Senate Republicans threatened to block the national defense bill from moving forward unless the rule was lifted. Says the White House said over the weekend that Biden administration was considering repealing the mandate after speaking with Kevin McCarthy, but White House National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, John Kirby, on Monday said seemed to signal otherwise. He said Secretary Austin has been very clear that he opposes the repeal of the vaccine mandate. Talk about woke military will. And the president actually concurs with the secretary that we need to continue to believe that all Americans, including those in the armed forces, should be vaccinated and boosted for COVID-19. That's what Kirby said today. Kirby said the administration officials are aware that Congress is putting a repeal for the mandate to the National Defense Authorization Act, which sets military policy and spending levels for the Pentagon and other agencies in the country's national defense infrastructure. And he added that the vaccines are saving lives. That's a quote, Will.
Wow.
Including our men and women in uniform. He said, so this remains very, very much a health and readiness issue for the force. And again, the president supports Secretary Austin and the opposition to repeal the mandate. So there's two different signals happening here. You know, Biden said he was going to consider it. He walked that back after other woke people in his administration talked him out of it, basically.
Yeah, but they, I mean, it's like that all the time. You know, there's a video out there where Biden was saying that he would never mandate the vaccine or the mask. And that's exactly what they did. So they just blatantly lied to everybody. That's exactly what happened. You know, the military, and I mentioned this earlier, and let me just go ahead and say it, because this is not to offend people, because I know a lot of times when I bring this up, talk about the woke military, because that's what this is about. The woke military still going along with all of this. QAnon. Have y'all familiar with QAnon, Q, you know, the Q drops and stuff like that? Now, there was a lot of stuff that, you know, they were saying in QAnon, like, you know, talking about these Democrats when they're wanting to juice and blood children and stuff like that. I think there's some truth behind that. But and they're saying it and they're against it, right? But the part that really got me is when they were talking about the military's going to step in, the military just wait and trust the plan. Did you know Stalin did the exact same thing? Stalin told the people, trust the plan, wait for the plan. Don't do anything. Don't stand up. Don't fight. Don't just sit back and don't do anything.
Wow.
QAnon
does the same thing.
Did the same thing. They trust the plan. Don't do anything. The military is going to step in.
I do remember getting overloaded with that. We got so many messages, right, saying that. And we're like, yeah, okay.
And the reason why, that's what I was saying, yeah, is sometimes it can be a touchy subject, because people got upset with me, yeah, because I wouldn't go along with it and I wasn't buying into it. And then even now a year, 2 years later, where's this military that's supposed to step in?
Yeah.
You know, and they would make up all these excuses talking about, well, that's not the actual seal and this and that. Regardless if it's the actual seal or not, Biden has done so much damage to this country, regardless if he has the real seal or not. And that's the problem. That's where we are. And I tried to bring this up, try to have a, you know, conversation with some of the people that was following it, and they just got angry with me.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, as far as this mandate goes, you know,
Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy was asked now after what they came out and said today about, you know, Biden first said he was going to maybe consider it. Now they came out and said no. McCarthy warned that the NDAA will not move if the vaccine mandate on service members is not lifted. So you know what's going to happen.
You know why they don't want to lift it, right? Because if they remove it on military personnel, they say, well, you have to remove it for the rest of the country. Why? How come you want to kill us and not them?
Yeah. So, and you know what? This is ridiculous to me. It says the Secretary of Defense is the one that's recommended retaining the mandate, and the president supports his position. First of all, the Secretary of Defense is not a doctor. So him just saying, I recommend we keep it, doesn't really hold any weight or water to me. I don't know.
I agree.
But here's the problem. This is what I foresee happening. So we're not going to pass the NDAA.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the bad person?
The Republicans.
Republicans are the bad people.
Republicans don't want to fund the military, everybody.
Exactly.
We told you that they're against the military. And yep, they're not against the military. They're going to take this and they're going to twist it.
And then they also want to take your Social Security, and they don't.
Yep.
They don't support veterans. And we're going to get this whole message. I promise you that's what's going to happen. And we're going to sit here and say, no, that's not really the truth.
But you know what?
That's how
they're going to put it out there. As soon as it doesn't pass, right, they're going to go out there and they're going to say, see, they're going to push the narrative. The Republicans don't support the military, which we all know that's not true. We all know it's not true. When President Trump was in office, look how, and I don't, you know, the military, they were so thankful to President Trump, because President Trump was putting them first, because they were protecting America first.
Yeah. And I want to,
you understand that?
Yeah.
He put them first, yeah, because they were protecting America first.
Yeah. So I want to give one more story before we wrap up here. And by the way, like I said, if you are interested in getting these stories, then if you will, go to uniteamericafirst.com/newsletter and subscribe to our newsletter. And And so that way you can have these articles and you can share them with the people you love and show them what is really happening.
Yeah, so basically go to uniteamericafirst.com and click on the newsletter.
There's a tab on our website
for you to sign up. There's a tab for newsletter, or if you're on a mobile device, click the hamburger stack. It's the three lines.
Right.
I call it the hamburger stack. It's the three lines. Click on that, click on newsletter, sign up, and you'll get these articles as well. So then that way you can have proof for your arsenal.
Right, exactly. So listen to this. Well, California Governor Newsom is pushing for oil company penalties in special session. So they're calling a special session in California. I think it's today, actually. Yeah, Monday. They are urging lawmakers to impose fines on oil companies' profits when they reach a certain level in order to combat the state's high fuel and prices. It says Newsom announced a special session last week accusing energy firms of price gouging while pointing to record high profits in the industry amid a surge in oil prices. Now, I want to remind you people, a lot of you don't live in California. I lived in California. Do you know one of the main reasons why our oil prices kept going up, Will?
Why?
California was taxing the crap out of it. How many tax?
You're talking about the oil prices or the gas prices?
The gas prices.
The gas prices, they kept
every time
putting,
you went to the pump, that's what they're talking about.
They put a 50 cents gas tax. And I know people were, when I was living in California, people were complaining about it all the time. They put like a 25 cent gas tax, a 50 cents gas tax. And the most interesting thing is when they went back and they asked, okay, all of the money that you got from this gas tax, where did the money go? You know what the response was, Shannon?
Was that?
We don't know.
We don't know. There was no accountability.
We don't know. So now they still want to have that gas tax there. And now they're going to penalize the oil companies.
Right. And listen to what the Oil Petroleum Association said. He said, listen, in response to this, he said, nobody likes high gas prices. No one wants to hear about companies making a lot of money when things are tough. But it really comes back to the market. We know, Will, how this works, how demand and consumption works, right? Supply and demand. When there's high demand, earnings are going to be higher. When there's a low demand, earnings are going to be lower. They don't complain when the earnings are low, right? No. But it says opponents of Newsom's push to implement a windfall tax and further regulations on energy industry will only drive California's costs at the pump even further.
Yeah.
The state already has the second highest fuel tax. What did I just say? The second highest fuel tax in America. According to AAA, the average price of gallon in California is $4.77 today. That is $1.35 higher than the national average. Guess where that $1.35 comes from? Taxes that Newsom has put on them.
Yeah.
So he's not complaining about the taxes that he's implemented on the people. He's complaining about capitalism working in his state.
Yes, that's what he's complaining about.
He's complaining about capitalism. And how dare capitalism say, that's how socialism works. Well, you can only make this much.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, and that's what they want. You know what? Socialists believe that capitalism only lasts for so long. And then after it's run its course, then you need to implement communism. They actually believe this. And this is what Gruesome Newsom is doing. And this idiot is going to try to run for president in 2024.
He says he's not going to now. So he says that that is not the plan, whatever.
He's
we'll
an
see.
Idiot.
There's a lot that can happen between now and then, even though I think that there's already we're in the 2024 election.
No, we are.
Yeah. But listen to this, everybody. If you like what we're doing here and you want to support us, please do go to uniteamericafirst.com/donate and support our channel. There are many different ways to support us through different means. We got Cash App, Venmo, etc. Go to our store, UnitedAmericFirst.com. We have a whole bunch of patriotic gear that you can purchase that helps support us, but also shows America that you are a patriot and that you love this country. Great Christmas gifts as well.
Yep, absolutely. And if you are interested, I was sitting here thinking about it. I'm going to create a t-shirt, and on the t-shirt, I'm going to put on it, says, Trump was right.
Ooh, I like
it. I'm doing a t-shirt, Trump is right. And if we can do a discount code for everyone who's listening and want to participate in it, what would that code be?
I don't know.
All right.
We'll have to come up with one.
Do this. So do this. If everyone who's listening right now, if you'd like to get that t-shirt saying Trump was right, sign up for the newsletter. We're going to put a promo code in there.
Yeah. And we'll actually introduce the shirt when we create it.
I'll put the t-shirt will be in the newsletter. So yeah. UnitedAmericaFirst.com. Just sign up for the newsletter. That's all you need to do. And you'll see the t-shirt and you'll see the promo code.
And we appreciate all of you guys. We love you. That is it for us today.
Absolutely. Take care, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. God bless.